are back. This is hour 23. I'm glad they weren't consecutive hours because I'm exhausted enough as it is. But it's been over the last 3 days. It's kind of that spiritual number, I guess, the Trinity. You know, Christ rose on the third day. So a lot of things in three. And so we are looking at, again, an $11,000 goal for this hour. And I kind of feel like we're going to be able to do that. So let's hope so. So we're going to, we're talking with Randy Hain and Ricardo Alvarado last hour. And we are now joined, Deacon Mike went home, and we're now joined by John Reardon. John, how you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent, thanks. We're going to get to know you in just a little bit here. But first of all, we like to start off each hour with prayer. And a great way to do that, we've got some of the kids from the Catholic schools in the Archdiocese. And we're going to go to Notre Dame Academy right now. And Shay is on the line. Shay, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hi there. What grade are you in, Shay?
I'm in 12th grade.
Oh, okay. Well, you got plans for the fall after graduation?
I'm not sure what college I want to attend yet, but I know I definitely want to study psychology.
Awesome. That is awesome. And with a good Catholic faith background in psychology, I think that's a very good profession to go into.
Yes.
Absolutely. So are you all set then to lead us off in prayer?
Yes, I am.
Okay, anytime you're ready, go for it.
All right. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Lord, thank you for giving us this opportunity today to pray with heartfelt gratitude for all that you have done for us. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted to you." Let us pray for guidance, that our faith in you continues to deepen. Help us to surrender all that we have to you and believe that what we ask of you in prayer will be answered by you. May our hearts be open to accept the answers to our prayers, even when the answers may not be what we want. Strengthen our faith to believe that your response to our prayer is what we need to follow the plans you have for us. Finally, in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, he says, "If I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Let us hold this message in our hearts, so that all we do may be done with love, so as to reflect the image and likeness of Christ. Give us faith to say jump to our mountains, and to do so with love and faith. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, that was beautiful, Shay. The one part in there that, and this has come up several times over our pledge drive, the Power of Prayer pledge drive, but you were talking about to accept the answer to the prayer that God gives us, even if it's not the answer we want. And I'm so pleased to hear you say that, a young person like yourself, to grasp that at such a young age, because there are many people twice to four times your age that haven't grasped that concept. So
thank you so much.
Yeah, good job. Hey, thanks a lot for kicking off this hour for us in prayer, and I hope you have a great day.
All right, thank you so much for having me.
Uh-huh, thank you. Bye-bye. So I love it. Oh boy, I love this too. We have a matching gift of $5,000, which is going to help for our $11,000 goal that we need just to keep the quest on the air. I'm not over exaggerating this, but we really need this money just to exist. I want to give some shout outs here to Bill from Alpharetta. He wants to give a shout out to Randy and Ricardo. So thank you. Also Ken from Milton, Paula from Roswell, Mike and Yvonne from Woodstock, and John from Milton. Thank you very much. We are so blessed to have each of you participate in this Power of Prayer pledge drive here at the Quest. So John Reardon, you're just joining us. And so would you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Sure, be happy to. I am a longtime parishioner at St. Peter Chanel. I've been there since around the late 1990s. My oldest daughter was baptized in the old gymnasium, so that before the church was built. I'm a cradle Catholic, and I teach the RCIA at St. Peter Chanel Catholic Church. I'm a father of four amazing children and a beautiful wife.
The RCIA has to be a rewarding... rewarding. I just say that because my wife went through it, I don't know what, 10, 12 years ago or so. And it was such a blessing, I guess is the word, or what. But I'm a cradle Catholic, but she was able to come home each night that they had class and she'd say, "Did you know that?" And I'm like, "Wow, really?" I didn't know that. I should have, but I didn't. So it's got to be very rewarding, isn't it?
It is. My wife actually went through the RCIA program just prior to us getting married, and I've always felt a calling to expand upon the faith. And so it is it's a tremendous ministry and something I enjoy doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. You can call in at 470-508-1160, and each person who donates will get one of those gift cards we were talking about to one of the fine establishments that are around in the area. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com as well, and make sure you have that Quest Atlanta app on your phone so that you can pull up the programming any time of the day or night. And get it right on your phone. But you can also, there's a little dollar sign on there. You can click that and you can donate right from the app as well. Mm-hmm. Randy, did you have, okay. So anyway, so we're talking about prayer here. And we covered a lot in the last hour about prayer. John, I think I'd like to ask you at this point, because we were kind of talking about this, but as far as fitting prayer into your, I mean, you know, you're doing RCIA, you got a job, you got a family, you got all these things going on. Where does prayer fit in? How does prayer fit in?
Sure. The only things that happen ever in my life on any sort of repetitive basis are what goes on my calendar. And so I have to actually block time out for prayer. So
that's kind of a common theme around here.
Yeah. if it's noon, the Angelus reminder pops up and I pray the Angelus. But other than that, I've also figured out that any meaningful prayer time I'm going to have has to happen really before my day starts. Once the kids are up, once I have other people moving about the house, it's very, very difficult for me to get time to focus, to get time to be still. So I have to really make an effort to do that first thing in the morning before the world starts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think that's also kind of a common theme around here. You gotta start early and get it in early. Absolutely.
You know, one of the things that was kind of a theme of our last hour, Dave, was we talked a lot about, you know, trying to be people of prayer during the busy work day. But I don't think we really talked much about, you know, how do we really focus on prayer as family in our families? And, you know, one of the things that I didn't mention, I'd love to get Ricardo and John's take, is if I really think about it, the most blessed time for prayer in my family and during my day is our family prayer time at night. We're all on our knees praying before we go to bed. And we do that. It doesn't matter where we are, what we're doing. We always pray as a family. And I know that my boys have grown up seeing mom and dad on their knees in prayer. So I think for us, that is probably one of the most impactful things my wife and I could have ever done, is to start that when the kids were, you know, babies and going forward. So that's, you know, I just think about that in terms of, you know, integrating prayer in our family life. Ricardo, what about you?
Yeah, actually, I'll tell you, you know, of course, we've all there's been well-known challenges throughout these past couple of years in terms of dealing with the pandemic, et cetera. But one of the things I think has been a blessing in our family, and you were talking, John, about the little calendar pop-ups that you get throughout the day, is the ability to be able to do that with your family very naturally. Now I'm still, for the most part, still working from home. And so that's been one of the blessings, Randy, is, you know, noon Angelus, you know, with my wife or whoever's around, or, you know, the memorare, you know, you grab a child under, or your wife, or, you know, whoever's around. And so that opportunity, I think is to me has been a blessing, from being able to do that now at home. But to your point, just having the discipline to have those habits built in, we, you know, the the rosary in the car with the kids, right?
Right.
Everybody takes a turn, and you know, families like ours, John, with you know, multiple kids, and everybody wants to have to be to at least have one that get the lead, and right. And, you know, and so.
By the way, the rosary in the car keeps the complaints down.
It's right.
The whining is minimal.
That's right. So you count your trips by how many rosaries you can get in one sitting. Yeah. John, I would love to get your thoughts on that as well.
Yeah, it's been a real blessing to be able to. So I have two kids that are out of the house now, or three kids, excuse me, that are out of the house now, and one still at home. And so it's been a blessing to see how prayer has impacted them from a starting, you know, at a toddler age on up through the rolling eyes and the, oh, Dad, is it really prayer time again? Teenager years, but the ability to stick with it and always really to pray before meals and to make a point of that, even if we're out at a restaurant and, you know, our whole family will stop and say a grace before the meal. It's been very impactful for us as well.
And isn't it interesting, guys, as we think about, you know, where Catholic radio plays a part in this? You know, let's say that you're in your car, let's say it's your home between meetings, and you've got Catholic radio on or some other Catholic media. You know, I've never heard a program where prayer was not a major focus. You know, I was on the Family Room months ago, and we must have prayed 7 or 8 times during that show. You know, the Mass is on, Father Ricardo's on. There's always an emphasis on prayer. So even if you're not actually in the act of prayer, if you're listening to Catholic radio, you are exposed to and drawn into their prayer, which is a wonderful blessing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was just thinking, too, about, I mean, each of you have mentioned this now as far as reminders on your phone.
Yes.
And I've got to share my story about that, is that I'm new here at the Quest. I started January 3rd, and they do the Divine Mercy at 3 every day. I mean, that's broadcast on the Quest every day, 3 o'clock. It's there. So, I mean, that's a great thing. But everybody pretty much drops what they're doing here at 3 o'clock. We all go into the chapel that is right on the other side of this wall of the studio. We got a lovely little chapel, and 4 days of the week, the Eucharist is exposed, and Blessed Sacrament, and we have adoration. But we'll go in there and do the Divine Mercies all together as a group. And I kept forgetting to do it. And I'd be like, and then I'd hear him through the wall. I'm like, oh, they started the Divine Mercy, you know. And then I'd get in there, I'd go in late and everything. So now on my calendar here at the Quest, on my Outlook, I've got at 2:59 Divine Mercy. And it's like, oh, okay, let's get that going. But I think, you know, you think about the technology today that we have, how much of a distraction it is. But you can also use, you can use that power for good, not evil, you know.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You know, we're all business people here. And one of the things that we talk a lot about is just how busy we are trying to get everything done. And one of the things that I've noticed for years is, you know, my clients and I too sometimes will schedule everything during the day, every meeting, every conference call, whatever it is, it all gets scheduled. But we have a tendency not to schedule our personal lives and our faith lives, our family time and our prayer lives. And what happens is those areas of our lives get the scraps of time left over from our busy work days. So like these guys have said very eloquently, we've talked about in the last hour, if it's scheduled, it's likely to occur. I'm with John. If it's not on my calendar, it's not happening.
Yep.
John, what would you say about that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only way that I can consciously take a break from all the hectic things that are going on in my life. I own a small business in Alpharetta, and my schedule is from the morning to the evening. If it's not on my calendar, it's very hard to make the time for it, especially adoration. So you mentioned adoration, and Dave, I was fortunate enough to arrive a little bit early and to spend a few minutes in the beautiful Adoration Chapel here. And that time, because it takes a longer commitment for time, and it's a little bit of a commute for us, you know, that definitely has to go on the calendar. And that's something that I'll move just about everything else except for that hour.
Yeah, I would completely agree with you there, John, and kind of sharing a little bit. I mentioned earlier, we were trying to we were having a discussion earlier with Deacon Mike about our sort of the other forms of prayer. To your point on adoration, you know, our beloved pastor at St. Michael the Archangel, Father Larry Neese, very wisely said that the only anxiety that we should listen to is that generated by our sins, which should lead us directly to the confessional, right? And I got to admit to you guys, and you know this, we've talked about this before, but I'm a very anxious guy. And the way that I was able to kind of overcome some of that anxiety was through time and adoration, spending dedicated time, scheduled time in the presence of our Lord. And just that experience over time just really helped me cope and improve, how I dealt with anxiety. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you realize after, that peacefulness that comes from meditation and adoration, and by the way, also coupled with Mass, just sets you in a different way, right? Than if you would let the clutter of the day kind of distract you from those important moments, right? Then, maybe you can do a lot, but do you really achieve anything? Right. And so, it's sort of like make the number one thing the number one thing, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say that adoration, Mass, and the forms of prayer that we've been talking about are most certainly the number one thing.
I want to jump in here because I just want to remind everybody that this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160 The Quest. And I want to thank, I got a lot to say here, so let me gather my thoughts. So I want to thank a few people here. David in Milton, thank you for pledging. Also Joseph, and the rest of these people, it's all in honor of Natalie and Mark Ubelacker. They were on earlier today, but they were very engaging and everything. But so Joseph from Wesley Chapel, also Gina from Florida, also Scott from Duluth, Philip from Atlanta, Danny from Dunwoody, and Mark from Dunwoody. Those people were all in honor of Mark and Natalie. So we really appreciate that. And I also want to mention, we had talked about this, that last hour the goal was $11,000. This hour the goal is $11,000. So it's a lofty goal, but I've taken some sales training seminars, and they always say, if you don't make the ask, you're not going to get it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we are asking, please. So just to recap the last hour, we were $5,337 short of the $11,000, which is fine. But we were talking about the power of three. And, this is the third day of the pledge drive. Christ rose on the third day. The Trinity, three,
died
all
at
that.
3 o'clock.
So what about this? Instead of asking somebody to do $5,337 to make up for that shortfall, what if there were three donors who could pledge $1,780 each? So that would make up the shortfall for the last hour, and then we can still be working toward the $11,000 on this hour. So please, 470-508-1160. Is a number to call in and pledge that. TheQuestAtlanta.com on our website. And also you can download the Quest Atlanta app to donate as well. And keep this Catholic radio going in Atlanta, because without it, I mean, it would be a huge void in the spiritual life of many, many people if the station didn't exist. I want to kind of get back to what we were talking and kind of play off something you had said, Randy, that it's like our spiritual life and our family life gets the scraps. Mm-hmm. We schedule our work and everything. And I don't know if you ever listen to Dave Ramsey, mm-hmm. Follow anything he says, but these, people would always say, well, I do my budget and everything, but then by the time I get down to the bottom and I don't have anything left to give, to charity or to save for myself. And he said, that's because you've got your budget upside down. You flip it around and it's charity first, you next. And then, the electric bill and everything else comes after that, and it will work out. And I think it kind of struck a chord with me when you were talking about that, because mm-hmm. I think it's the same principle,
right?
That you schedule your family first and your spiritual life first, and then you work in your work life around that.
Well, it's like, you know, what are your priorities? You know, and I happen to know these fine men next to me, and we all would probably say it's God, family, and work without hesitation.
In that order.
In that order. And work is third, but work is blessed because we put those other things first. You know, it reminds me, too, I've been reading and writing a little bit lately about this concept of living with abundance or living with scarcity. You know, and when you live with abundance, you know, even if you're challenged, stressed, maybe in financial turmoil, whatever it is that's going on in your life, if you always think about, I need to be in service of others, giving to others, helping others. Maybe today it's, you know, you digging deep and saying, I want to support Catholic Radio. I'm going to write a check to Catholic Radio because it's that important to me. Mm-hmm. That's that abundance mindset. The scarcity mindset is when we look at life as a pie. And if I give you some of my pie, I've got less for myself. And that's no way to live. But so many of us live in scarcity. And today we're asking people to live in abundance and support Catholic Radio.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You can do that by calling 470-508-1160. Log on to thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta app to donate as well. And we were talking about some of the programming here on the Quest. And I don't know. It's only on once a week, and it's at 2 o'clock. But if any of you have heard Father Blunt, Father Jim Blunt, and he does Heaven's Light, he is so dynamic. And would you mind if we just listen to a little clip from that show?
Sure.
I would like to play this. It's just a short clip from Father Blunt here.
The most amazing fact of it all is this. He longs for you and me. He longs for us more than we long for him. He longs for us. This God is so beautiful. His love is so great, it's simply indescribable. I would say the challenge, and the word is this, get lost in his love. Lose yourself in the love of your divine Redeemer. No one can measure his love or his greatness. It's beyond all words and all telling and all measurement. God is great and he loves you, and all of the greatness of God is contained in that one little host in front of you. All the greatness of God. And so may we begin to long for God as he longs for us in the Eucharist. And we ask Mary to give us her longing for God.
And that's Father Jim Blunt, Heaven's Light, which is on Tuesday afternoons at 2 o'clock. But you can also go to the Quest website and on the app, and you can get it on demand as well. I had the opportunity to go to one of his retreats 3-4 weeks ago. And moving is an understatement. I don't know. He is really somebody special. So if you get a chance to, you should definitely check that out. And I know you've been talking about some of the programming and everything.
Yes.
that you enjoy here.
Absolutely, Dave. Yeah. And that was one, you know, it's like the Atlanta traffic. Right.
Enough said. Yeah. Say no more.
was a great reason why I got so hooked on the Quest. And, you know, the Quest in the Afternoon, one of those shows that are, you know, like the Catholic Answers, I think, is another one. But these are shows that, you know, ways of making your time productive while you're in traffic. And so that was programming that was very helpful because it's good meditative programming. That helps you work on apologetics, helps you work on your understanding of your own faith, right? And then we can bring that to meditation and bring that to prayer, and you can make your drive another prayerful activity. So I'm very, very, very thankful for the programming and the work that the Quest is for sure, and how that blends into your prayer life.
Yeah. Dr. David Anders, Call to Communion, one of my, as an RCIA, sponsor and teacher, that's a go-to for me. So I listen to it just to sort of as a playbook, because a lot of people that ask questions on there are questions I get asked. But I have to say, I'm always a little nervous that I'm going to hear a caller call in and say, yes, this is so-and-so from Roswell, Georgia, and my RCIA teacher said... and I would know exactly who they were talking about.
You know, John, one of the things we talked about in the last hour, we really wanted to ask you is, Dave, you refer to people that have come back to the church by listening to Catholic radio. Mm-hmm. You gave some very specific references.
I think it was like 31% of the people that come back had said that it was due to Catholic radio.
So, John, you're deeply immersed in these classes. And, you know, what are you hearing from these people that are coming into the church? And what are their influences? What's driving them back? Just curious, because you're right there in the middle of that.
Yeah, it's I can definitely say when you ask people why they're in RCIA, it's because of one of three people generally in their lives. Now, there's a small percentage, or I should say a comparatively smaller percentage of people who are in the RCIA program just because they don't, you know, they're looking for something else. They're looking for something more. And those people may have been called by God directly, but I find that God uses a lot of the people around them to bring them into the faith. Mm-hmm. And so the number of times I've heard my wife, I think, Dave, you and I both mentioned our wives went through the RCIA program. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids, or even I spoke recently with someone who had been going to church for 30 years and recently decided to go into the RCIA program because of his grandson. Mm-hmm. So his grandson said, you know, Pop, why aren't you going to communion with us? And so I find that it tends to be someone who they're closely associated with, mm-hmm. that is urging them along, that's basically just fanning the flame that God has already put in their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Absolutely. We need to take a break here, but I'll just mention again, we've got that goal of $11,000. Very lofty goal, but I think we can do it. We've just had an anonymous donor here, and actually, this came in a while ago, and I missed it, but it was to kick off the hour, $750. So that's great. I mean, it that kind of got the pump primed last hour, and so we have another one this hour. Also, thank you to Susan. That's in honor of John Reardon. Susan from Roswell, thank you very much. Right. Also, Frank in Atlanta has donated as well. So we really appreciate all of that. And we will be right back here on the Quest Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is the power of prayer.
You're listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our Spring Pledge Drive, where the theme is the power of prayer. Keep listening for more stories of inspiration and hope through the power of prayer. After hearing these stories, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160. Go to our app or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
That's the power of prayer.
In today's world, cybersecurity is critical for your business. Award-winning VerseBright provides solutions to protect your company from hackers. For protection now, see VerseBright.com. That's VerSprite.com. The Quest thanks VerseBright for their support.
Hello, I'm Marissa Pereira from St. Jude's Parish in Atlanta. You're listening to AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, covering all of Metro Atlanta and beyond. Listen on air or online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day. Come, join The Quest and embrace your journey.
The Quest presents A Daily Dose of Virtue with Jay Tremonti from Venture with Virtue.
Defining moments. We all have them. Bill Hanslick shared his with me that led to playing in the NBA, the most difficult moment when he was let go from his dream job as NBA coach, and where he is today, which is the happiest place of his career, running a nonprofit. Bill didn't see it at the time, but now looking back, he admits none of it would have happened without God. This can happen to us as well. Have you looked back lately? Have you identified your defining moments? Without recognizing God in the past, it's hard to trust Him in the present. If we want to grow in the virtue of faith, it's essential to practice trusting God. The more we trust God, the more we say yes to Him with our mind and our will, and the more we grow in faith and live the good life on the path to heaven.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
My name is Father Volodymyr Patricia. I am pastor at Mother of God Church in Conyers, Georgia, and here is a prayer for Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, God of powers, and God of our salvation, look down with mercy and compassion on your humble servants, and out of love for mankind, have mercy on us and on the land of Ukraine. We, who are sinful and unworthy, pray unto you in repentance and with tears. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver the land of Ukraine. For you are the health and victory and salvation of them that put their hope in you, and unto you do we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for your support and thinking about us. Please continue just to pray. God bless you.
The Vatican Exposition of Sacred Relics includes relics of the Saints Joseph, John the Baptist, and Mary Magdalene, pieces of the wood of the True Cross, and over 100 more. It's one night, March 31st, at All Saints Parish, Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com. The Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160, on our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to the Power of Prayer on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
That's the power of prayer. That's the power of prayer.
As if evangelizing wasn't enough of a reason to donate, we've got these restaurant gift certificates. I'm not sure how many are left. I'm not sure which ones are left, but there's some fine establishments from around the area. And if you would like to donate, any size donation to the Quest is going to get you one of those restaurant gift certificates until they're gone or until 6 o'clock, whichever comes first. So this is the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. And our goal this hour, $11,000, we were at, what did I just say the number was?
3,200
is where we're at right now. So we got, you know, less than 25 minutes to make it up to the 11,000, but we've got a $5,000 match. So that is so cool. So there's still, you know, for $3,200, almost $2,000 there. Every dollar that you donate, it's matched. So your donation is essentially doubled. So we are talking about the power of prayer. And Randy, you were just talking about like prayer groups. Mm-hmm. Right. And when we were taking a break here. So did you say that you're in a prayer group?
I am. Actually, Ricardo and John and I are very blessed to be in a group. We've all been together for years, and we come together out of shared interest and, you know, things that we all believe in and care about. But one of the things that's really powerful that relates to prayer is, you know, we continually pray for each other. We do it when we're together. We pray for each other when we're away from each other. You know, my rosaries are often dedicated to that group. So I think it's very important to connect into that. And I think you were even saying, Dave, sometimes it can be intimidating for people to, you know, join the official prayer group. It doesn't have to be something big and scary. It could just be you and one other person. That's a prayer group, you know? Mm-hmm. So just getting people
wherever
to pray.
Two or more.
Yeah.
In his name.
Get people to pray for you and always offer a prayer for them. And then one other thing, and I'll pass the baton, is, you know, you often are with people during the course of the day where you might hear them say, I sure hope you'd keep me in prayer. I'm struggling, or whatever. One thing that I practiced for the last 7 or 8 years is just praying on the spot. Instead of saying, okay, I'll do it later. No, let's do it right now in public. I don't care where we are. Let's do a quick prayer and just pray in the moment for that person. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's a very powerful way to do it. And Ricardo, you and I talk about this a lot. What are some examples that you have?
Well, I think one of the things, and we were talking about this before, but one of the key things to keep in mind or keep practices is to remove the noise. Look for ways to get rid of the clutter in your day, and the noise specifically. You know, John, you were talking before about sort of the whether RCIA, what you find with the candidates that come through. One of the things that I support the catechism classes, and specifically for confirmation prep over at St. Michael's. And one of the things I've noticed is how much kids struggle, and I said kids, but young adults struggle with detaching themselves from the noise. They're always plugged in. There's always something going on, you know, an app or phone, this or that. And so teaching young adults and teaching ourselves to turn the volume down and truly be comfortable with silence. Mm-hmm. And in order for you to have meaningful prayer and meditation, you need silence. And that's one of the things that we struggle with the most, and it's one of the devil's tools is noise, right, and clutter. So I find that, you know, for prayer to be effective and for you to truly find opportunities to pray, being able to be quiet and to turn the noise down. John, I don't know if that's something that you.
Oftentimes prayer for me and for many people, you know, it's me. It's a one way conversation. It's just me talking without taking a breath and trying to, you know, discern what God says to me. So from a silence perspective, it's one of the reasons why I love adoration, and because it is generally quiet. At times it can be a little hectic, but mostly it's quiet. And one of the things that we talked about is, well, you know, if you haven't been to adoration, or if you're having a hard time, or if you're wondering what to do, I love Father John Ricardo's response to just go there and be, you know, waste time with the Lord. There's no agenda, you're not trying to cross things off your list. You're not trying to get to the next chapter in a book or do anything, but just to go there and to practice being still. This was something that when I started, it's very difficult. Just trying to be quiet for 5 minutes, just time it, set your phone, right? But just give yourself 5 minutes. And in the beginning, it feels like an eternity. But as time goes on, it starts to feel, you know, a little bit shorter and shorter. But, you know, Randy, I'll jump back to one thing you said earlier in talking about having the power of people praying for each other. And a lot of people, when they go through the RCIA process, are thinking, well, why do I just ask God, right? Why do I need to ask other people to pray for me? What good does that do? And I love Dr. Edward Shree's answer for that. And he says, praying for another person, it's kind of like if my kids, when they were little, would come to me and say, hey, Dad, can I have a donut before supper? You're going to say no. However, and this never happened, by the way, but however, if his older sister came in and said, hey, Dad, I'd love to have a donut, but I don't want it. I want it for my brother. That brings an element of charity, and I'm much more likely to grant that request as opposed to just the selfish ask of an individual person. And so I love that analogy for the power of praying for each other and why I think it's such an important thing.
Mm-hmm. Forgive me if this was just discussed because I'm trying to keep things running over here, so I haven't been totally 100% plugged in. But when you pray for each other, is this something that would you say, hey, Randy, you know what? I'm having a hard time with, you know, my youngest son or whatever. Would you pray for that? Is it something specific that you ask for, or is it just a general prayer that you give to John? You know, or how does that work?
Yes. Well, yes. Yeah, I mean, there's sometimes when we're together and we'll say, hey, listen, you know, my son had a really big interview yesterday for an internship. Please keep him in your prayers. Help him be calm and confident. You know, something super specific. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's like, you know, hey, listen, my father's in ill health. Keep him in prayer. But, you know, generally, because we all, you know, care about each other, love each other, want to help each other, we're always thinking about, I want the best. I want the Lord to bless these wonderful people that are in my circle. And it's just a great community. But to your point earlier,
anybody can have this. It's not exclusive. It's not some club in the parish. Everybody can have a prayer community of even two, but start.
And I'd bet that any prayer group that exists, there is different as people are different. I mean,
oh, sure.
The way they pray or whatever. I mean, you know, I bet probably no two exist that look exactly the same.
Right.
Yeah.
I would assume so. We got to take care of some business here. I just wanted, I'm getting all this information in here, which is why I've been kind of unplugged from what you were saying, but got a lot going on. Like I said, it's an $11,000 goal here and a matching gift of $5,000. However, I just found out that we have an anonymous donor gave $1,000 toward that. So that is going to be toward the match of the $5,000 as well. So I believe we've got like, what, maybe $1,000 or so left to be matched, which there's still time to get in on. I also found out that we're running low on the gift certificates. So we've got 10 of those. The next 10 people who donate will get a restaurant gift certificate. So, you know, so they're anywhere between 10 and 50 bucks, somewhere in there. You know, I think we got Chick-fil-A and J. Christopher and a few other ones as well. So I did want to mention that. And then also, I just got this message. Let me just try and read it. It's a text and it's kind of jumbled, but the Lord saved a St. Patrick's. Oh, because we were talking about threes.
Oh, sure.
You know, this is the third day of the pledge drive, and that's kind of a holy number, you know, the Blessed Trinity, you know, you've got the Christ rising on the third day and all that. So so this kind of ties into that. The Lord saved a St. Patrick's Day blessing of a three-leaf clover. The Blessed Holy Trinity saved three babies today.
Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. We had asked for St. Patrick's intercession, and because of the Blessed Trinity, three in one God, we said, how about saving three babies? And the Lord did. This person just found out about a set of twins about an hour ago that we saved one earlier this morning, but the mother of the twins just let us know that she didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting a little choked up here.
Right.
But how awesome is that?
Yeah. And, wow. I mean,
you talk about the power of prayer.
The power of prayer.
Yeah.
I mean, that sums it up right there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm assuming as well in your prayer group, well, let me just give the number out too. I don't think I did that because like I say, we got those gift certificates, we got the lofty goal and everything and the matching money, but call 470-508-1160. You can log on to thequestatlanta.com or go get the Quest Atlanta app. If you don't already have it, you should have it and you can make a donation right from there. But we're talking about the prayer group. And so, like you said, you pray for each other. Could be something specific. It could be just in general for the family, whatever. But then, you know, do you also, I would assume you would also pray for like what we were just talking about, the, you know, let's save some of these babies that are being killed.
Yes.
You know, or not just that, but, you know, many other things, correct?
We specifically prayed last Friday after our meeting for the victims of the war in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we were very specific and sincere in our intention and praying for that. But yeah, whatever the need is, we are going to rally around it and pray for whatever it is.
Yeah. And one thing, one of the great tools that we have as Catholics is praying for intercession of the saints. Mm-hmm. And so, and we'll do that. I know that we the three of us here, John and Randy and I, we're very intentional about praying for saints' intercessions. And of course, the thing to remember is that saints pray unceasingly, right? And that's the great advantage, right? That we're bound by time, and they're not. And so, you know, thinking about which, and that's another reason why, to Randy's point, knowing the intention. It's helpful because that and you start going through your Rolodex of, OK, which is a good saint for us to pray to, you know, for their intercession. And so, you know, for their prayers. Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's another reason why it's for us is common to share, you know, what your the specific prayer is for.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Absolutely.
In the book of St. James, the prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Who is the most righteous people, right? They are the saints in heaven. They see God face to face. So, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Praying with an intention to a saint is a powerful way.
You know, Dave, one thing that, you know, I find this interesting, and I don't think we talked about it the last hour, but when we think about, you know, Catholic radio, we all, I don't know anybody that could not stand to have, you know, more catechesis, more go deeper in their faith. I always feel like I have a thimble full of knowledge and I'm just always stumbling and fumbling my way around like St. Peter.
Join the club over here too. Yeah.
But one of the great things about Catholic radio that's always struck me is I've never failed to turn it on, you know, wherever I'm at and learn something about our faith. Mm-hmm. It's an ongoing catechesis, ongoing education. You're being immersed in the faith every minute of every hour that you're listening to Catholic radio. And that's a blessing. I mean, think about, you know, when you're donating right now, you are donating to support this incredible education tool that is meant to help everybody. And it's a blessing.
Yeah. And I think too, for me anyway, my personal experience, you were saying you every time you turn it on, you learn something new, but I may not necessarily learn something new, but I might hear it in a different way than what I thought about it. You know, something I've thought, and then I hear somebody else is saying, it's like, oh, that's an interesting way to think about
that.
Or
sometimes you might be inspired to go do something that you already knew. Yeah. Like, you know, Father Larry, he just got me fired up to go and do it adoration right now. I mean, that could be it could be an inspirational moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I agree. Yeah.
Absolutely.
One other point I wanted to make, and Dave, you brought this up, and we had this great conversation in our prayer group this past Friday, so I'd be remiss if I didn't mention it. But it is because of the Quest and channels like it that we're able to do this, right? And so I wanted to promote. We just at St. Michael's had the opportunity to watch The Matter of Life, which is a new documentary movie that will be released on May 16th, I believe. And it's an expose really on the whole situation going on with the industry of abortion. Mm-hmm. And so I really recommend anyone who's out there listening to support that and by going to the movie on that day on the May 16th when it will be released, The Matter of Life. Powerful, powerful documentary. And it is because of channels like The Quest that we can promote it and create awareness. So again, another great reason to contribute, to promote, and to donate.
Well, and I want to bring up another thing about you know, Catholic radio, but the Quest specifically, is that there are things that are happening here in the Atlanta Archdiocese and just in this area. And one of the things that, if I didn't work here, I mean, I helped put this message on the air and everything, but it's also on our calendar of events. That's on thequestatlanta.com. But I don't know if you've heard about this, but the Sacred Relics is going to be at All Saints Catholic Church in Dunwoody. And that's going to be the 31st. But they've got like over 150 relics that are going to be there. Some of them as old as 2,000 years.
Wow.
I mean, we've got relics from St. Mary Magdalene. Wow. From, yeah, seriously, St. Joseph, St. John the Baptist. And there's also, where's the wording here? There's also going to be a fragment of the veil that belonged to Our Lady. And then some of the largest remaining pieces of the wood in the world of the wood of the true cross. So that's all going to be there on March 31st of this month. But if it weren't for the Quest, a lot of people wouldn't know about that. Mm-hmm. And I know I wouldn't. I never would have found out what they're doing over there at All Saints in Dunwoody. You know, I live in Flowery Branch. You know, that's where my church is. So how would I know about that other than the Quest? Mm-hmm. And that's why we need to support this. We need to support this mission because it is very important. And I think I'm going to take my family to that. But I think, you know, my teenage boys and everything, and it's not something they would probably go out and do on their own. I don't know, but They're going to go and they're going to get something out of that. Mm-hmm. I promise you. I don't know what it is, but they will get something out of it. And it's important to support the Quest so that we can help spread the word of events and things like that that are going on right close to home here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I completely agree. And Wanted to come back to real quick to something talking about our topic today of prayer. And John, I'll ask you a question here, but the setup is this. I was listening to a meditation today that really made me think about something I don't think I'd given a lot of thought to before, which is specifically about Saint Joseph. And the meditation basically went into how Saint Joseph taught Jesus to pray. And when we think about Jesus taught us to pray, and we read in Scripture how...
Well, yeah, you don't think somebody has to teach Jesus to pray.
You would think, right? He just was born knowing that. But no, I mean, Mary and Joseph had to teach Jesus how to pray, right? And mm-hmm. then Jesus, of course, taught the apostles, right? But so it that really resonated with me. It's something that stuck with me as far in meditation. And John, I guess I wanted to get your thoughts on what are some of the things that you've noticed or thoughts that you have about teaching our children to pray?
Yeah, Ricardo, that is you're really close to my sweet spot there with Saint Joseph, who's a saint I have a strong devotion to.
I know, I'm tossing you one over there.
Yeah, absolutely. So
it's a softball. Yeah, I got it. No.
I'll tell you this: one of the things that Saint John Paul II said, that one of the things that motivated him to become a priest was to see his father on his knees in prayer, mm-hmm. and that image to me is so powerful, and so. When we talk about family prayer, I think it's one of the reasons why it's so important for us to just pray with our children, and just to give them an idea about what prayer is supposed to look like. You know, it may not be perfect. It hardly ever is perfect.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times the dog would come in and, you know, start biting somebody, or the cat jumps on the bed and we're trying to pray and it becomes a bunch of chaos. But at least there's a little bit of an example set. And just like Saint Joseph teaching Jesus, our children can see us on our knees. Our children can see us mm-hmm. pray. They can see how we form the words, and you know, do we do adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, the things that make up prayer. And I think it also we would also ask our children for an intention, and generally it was a one word response: school, cheerleading. Football, yeah. Something like that. But it would also give them an opportunity to pray in public. And that's something also that the people are generally very, very self-conscious about. So, Ricardo, great question.
Absolutely. This is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. You've still got some time to call. Let me just look and see, scroll up here and see what the total is for this hour for our $11,000 goal that we're trying to reach. We've got a $5,000 match. And what is this, 5 o'clock? We are close to using up all that match money. We've got $4,415. So less than, my math is bad, 500 some odd dollars.
Yeah, you got to carry the one.
Thank you. I had to take my shoes off and it just, didn't have that many fingers or toes. So,
you know, Dave, one of the things to think about is we're talking about all the different examples and prayer and the importance of it. And, you know, supporting Catholic radio, one of the things to think about is all of us have an opinion about what we don't like about the world today. Mm-hmm. We're all frustrated with the influences on our children, sometimes us as well, that are leading them astray. But one of the best things that we can all do is to be joyful about how we live out our faith, to let people see Christ at work in us. And we can do that through a devotion to prayer that is clear and obvious to any that observe us doing it, be it our kids, be it at work over a meal. Just so thinking about, you know, as you're listening today, you know, what can the Quest do? What can Catholic radio do to help you feel more joyful about the way you practice your faith? Because if people see us absolutely in love with Jesus and living with joy our faith, they will be attracted to that. So mm-hmm. it's not about getting people to stop going over there. It's to get them attracted to come over here.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, with your kids, if you tell them don't do that, well, that's the first thing they're going to want to do. Yeah. You know, instead of saying don't do that, hey, how about doing this?
You don't want to go to daily mass.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. So, yeah, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. The time, it always flies by in these hours. But I don't know if there's anything we want to sum up here, anything that was left unsaid or anything like that. But
I thank you all for your time.
Thanks for having us.
For helping out what I feel is a very we all feel it's a good cause, because you wouldn't be here if you didn't think it was. So we really do thank you very much for helping out in our spring pledge drive.
Can I say one more thing?
Please do.
If you're listening, please help us bridge the gap. We need $600 more to get the match money.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Come on. Right? We can do it.
Yeah, we've got the $11,000 goal, but especially don't leave that match money on the table.
Right there.
Yeah. We've got to have that. Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO East Point, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Welcome to the Spring Pledge Drive, where our theme is The Power of Prayer.
In this episode of Behind the Quest, we'll get to know some of our many volunteers. Now, The Quest is a non-commercial radio station, meaning we can't sell advertising the same way commercial stations generate revenue. We do get a fair number of corporate donors that we're very thankful for, but the majority of our operating expenses are covered by donations from people like you. As you listen to The Quest, you may not realize the kind of expenses and the amount of work that goes into just keeping this radio station on the air. A majority of that work comes from volunteers. These volunteers.
Yeah, I'm Carol Tearsmith.
I'm Nick, and I'm a volunteer here at The Quest.
My name is Adam Keller.
I'm Jack Tyson.
This is Paula Krizaniak.
I'm Julie Leiker, and I'm the accounts payable volunteer here at The Quest.
What is it I do here? Well, I guess I've become known as kind of the pledge drive guy, one of the people who is a key player during pledge drive season.
I am a graphic designer by trade, and I volunteer at The Quest and offer my skills and services as a graphic designer.
I am on the PEP team as a volunteer, parish and event planning.
I'm the team leader for the PEP team, a group of volunteers that provide two-way communication with the parishes. We want to know what's going on in the parishes so we can help promote it through The Quest. And we also want the parishes to know what's going on with The Quest, so that if there are new listeners out there that haven't been engaged yet, they'll learn what's going on and be as inspired as we are.
What I do at The Quest mainly is outreach. And that's sending birthday cards to the priests in the Archdiocese.
I also do voice acting and voice spots for The Quest.
Giving congratulatory cards to the RCIA candidates, welcoming them into the Catholic Church, helping out with the pledge drive.
Oh, another thing that I do during the pledge drive, I enter all of the donations we get to keep them on a spreadsheet so it can keep people aware of where we're standing in our goals for each hour, for each day, for the whole pledge drive. So that's something that has to be kept up on a hour-to-hour basis or minute-to-minute basis.
In whatever way that I can help out, I'm always happy to.
And that's not all of them. There are many more priests and parishioners from all over the Archdiocese of Atlanta who volunteer their time, too. We are thankful for each and every one of them. But of all the hundreds, if not thousands of places they could volunteer, why do they donate their valuable time at The Quest?
The team that we have here is just so wonderful, and they're so kind-hearted. And
well, it's a great group of people to work with.
It's a beautiful place to come together to evangelize, and I think that's the main thing that's in my heart.
There is something really special and holy about volunteering here. Everything we do is Christ-centered, and everything is covered in prayer.
Why The Quest? I wanted to do something that had as its core Catholicism, a spiritual element to it, anything and everything related to the church, you know, Jesus Christ as its core. All those things pointed towards, at the time, I really didn't understand it or didn't connect the dots, but all those things sort of pointed to The Quest.
I love it here.
Everyone here is just truly genuine, and I gravitate toward that, and it's an awesome experience.
We have a chapel here at the studio. It is Our Lady of Fatima Chapel. Mass is celebrated every week in our chapel. The Blessed Sacrament is exposed during the week, and we have Eucharistic guardians who come to pray in our chapel. Every day at 3 p.m., we gather in the chapel to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet together.
It's nice to come in here and know that there's kind of a safe haven where you can be Catholic and you can talk about things and no one's going to twist your words around and no one's going to be what society is right now.
You don't keep coming back to a place for, almost for me anyway, for at least 18 months or so, if there's not a common good, if there's not solid people, and there's not a camaraderie that exists. to help promote what it is we're all here to do.
So let me ask then, if volunteering time at the Quest is so worthwhile, what if I'm a person who finds I have an extra $20 left over at the end of each month? Why is the Quest a good place to donate?
What is your soul worth? Is your soul worth $20 a month? I don't know why you would.
When you do have that access, after having taken care of all of your other responsibilities that God tells us to, it's good to give back.
We are called by our baptism to spread the good word. If that $20 can help spread the word in that way.
It's a good message. It makes you feel good to be a Catholic, to be able to donate to somebody who you know that they will put out a good message for the church and the teachings.
If you give up your coffee or your Netflix for Lent and you've got 15 extra dollars here or 20 extra dollars there, answering your baptismal call through that virtue of generosity can just help pass on the faith.
Knowing what it takes to pull this all together and be on the air, it's a $20 donation well spent.
So for $20 for a month, that's pretty inexpensive for your soul. If it helps your soul, it's helped mine.
Well, thank you all for sharing your thoughts and stories for this episode of Behind the Quest. Be sure to call in with your donation at 470-508-1160. Or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com or right from your phone. Download the Quest Atlanta app to make your donation today. And now back to the pledge drive with our theme, The Power of Prayer. That's the